If you want the collectivity to rise very high, you should first of all get a few individuals rise very high. Then that realization of the individual is shared by a large number of people, and large number of people then rise up. This is how universe and the world develops. This is the mechanism. That's the meaning of vibhuti. Vibhuti concentrates in himself and then rises up. He becomes a leader.
And by his presence,
others are benefited.
The other day I came to hear Swami's Dayananji, and he said that prayer is freeway. I didn't understand it very clearly. How is prayer a freeway?
Actually, first of all, a prayer arises from you, not under compulsion. If it's a genuine prayer, it rises out of your being. In a certain sense, it is out of joy. All prayers are movements of joy. Basically, they may not necessarily be in every case so, because when one is very much troubled, then also prayer comes. But there is a joy behind it, because there is a feeling that by prayer you will get a hand of help. And that is what gives you joy inwardly. So fundamentally all prayers are movements of joy. And nobody can be joyous artificially, just as nobody can be painful artificially. All pain is sincere pain. You are very sincere in your pain experience. You cannot say that, well, I want to be pretending to be painful and I am painful. When you are really painful, you are sincerely painful. Similarly, when you are really joyous, it's a real joy. It's sincere joy. Both these experiences are sincere. It is only the middle terms which can be artificial. But basically the true joy is a free joy. There is no compulsion in it. Now secondly, all prayer is an expression of an aspiration. There is either a demand for something to rescue you from pain, or it can be for gaining something. Either you are painful, therefore you want pain to be removed, or you are having in a state of want, therefore you want want to be overcome, or you have a desire to move upwards, or finally you may need nothing excepting the joy of relationship with the Divine. There is no demand that this should happen or that should not happen. It is simply a state in which there is a joy of meeting the Divine. You don't demand anything from the Divine, you only give yourself. As a result is a joy of union. In any case, there is a kind of an aspiration in all the four kinds of prayers. All aspiration is a manifestation of a will. Therefore, if somebody defines prayer as an expression of free will, it will be quite good, except that contrary is not true. Free will, expression of free will need not necessarily be a prayer. In the prayer there is a new ingredient, which is that of a a sense of submission. In every sense of prayer, there is an admission or confession that the one to whom you pray is superior to you and you want help from him. But in every exercise of free will, it need not necessarily be so. So all free will is not prayer, but all prayer can be defined as an exercise of free will.
Talking about pain, physical pain, the actual physical pain, the body pain, does one cease to, does it cease to impact you, the physical pain, as you move upward? Or you can dissociate with your body, pain,
more
your body
that
discomfort?
Is true. That is true. One can more easily bear the pain, but there need not be a kind of a criterion whether you have risen up or not. Depends upon the kind of pain. Like Sri Ramakrishna, he had the pain of throat cancer. So merely because he was in pain, it does not mean that he has not risen high. Ramana Maharshi, for example, he had cancer of his arm, and there was a great pain. He used to groan the whole night. So
dissociation doesn't.
Even dissociation is helpful, but it is not a permanent dissociation. That capacity is very, very high. To completely come out of it, you can have many experiences of dissociation from pain for long hours, but again you come down. Good morning. Again you come down. So these are the examples already with Ramakrishna and Ramana Maharshi. Even Christ, when he was in pain, there was agony on the cross. Agony of Christ is very famous, in fact. There was agony. You cannot say that he was dissociated himself. The bodily experience is a part of the movement upward, because it is out of that pain that aspiration rises very intensely to go upward. So you are not minused out from that. You can conquer it in a great way, but not necessarily you can so conquer it until you reach a very high level. Ultimately, that pain can be transformed into delight. Instead of feeling pain, you feel very great delight. In fact, even ordinarily, there are alternations between pleasure and pain. And pain can become pleasure, and pleasure can become pain. So, ultimately, what the intensest pain can be ecstasy, in fact. So shall we start now?
Yes, Uncle, just a little question.
Yes.
Regarding the pain, that it is when one has reached the stage of delight, the pain has turned into delight, only then the real work can be done, or it can even be done at lower stages.
No, all this is work is being done through all these experiences. They are like agony of Christ is also a manifestation of the work of the divine. Even through that, in fact, how many people in the world have been transformed because of the agony of Christ? So, it's a transforming force. Everything that is thrown into the sacrifice creates a fire which moves upwards. So pain, as well as pleasure or joy, all that is thrown into the sacrifice creates the fire which moves upwards.
So the real work is basically throwing that agony
That's
into the
right.
fire to
Correct.
Be able to dissociate to the extent that you can actually
it is not your
the real offering.
Yes, it is not
and
you.
Let the, and let
yes,
it is the divine who is doing
yes,
the work.
That's right. Correct.
So through Christ's crucifixion, the work was that compassion came into this world.
Yes.
After all that brutality,
yes.
So it was his agony that created compassion
quite
in this
right,
world.
Quite right. There can be.
Yeah, that's what Uncle had said once earlier.
Humanization of
yes.
humanity. Shall we start now?
Yes, Uncle.
No?
It has begun.
after vegan.
Yes.
You don't need any mic or anything, no?
No, Uncle, that's why I'm going to ask Renu later on whether you have a better system.
What kind of system you want?
No.
You have got mics now.
Yes, so through mics it is a much better.
Is it?
Yeah. Today Manda is out of station, so her mic is missing.
Oh, I see. That
but I always tape on this and
so
she tapes
no
on.
No problem.
No.
We have actually arrived at a very important stage when we completed chapter number 15. Mm-hmm. Now chapter number 16 is a transition towards the revelation of the supreme secret of the Bhagavad Gita. It is there that the real answer to Arjuna is provided. So we shall revisit again Arjuna's question, so that we understand the answer better.